And following NPR, time for some state and local stories. This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. A vigil of support is planned tonight at the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro, following word that the center's mosque was vandalized over the weekend. Daily News Journal says expletive-laced graffiti was sprayed on walls, doors, and pavement Sunday. You'll likely recall that the mosque construction was the focus of a long-running 2010 lawsuit trying to void its building permit. Centers endured public protest, vandalism, arson of a construction vehicle, and a bomb threat. Mosque spokesman Dr. Saleh Spinotti says the harassment's never gone away, but did subside for a while. He says things have gotten bad again in the last year.
The incidents of harassment and intimidation have increased multiple folds. We have never seen anything like it.
So far, the state and Rutherford County Democratic Party offices appear to be the only local officials to condemn Sunday's vandalism. Dr. Spinotti says that's disappointing.
We don't see from candidates, whether for local offices or for federal offices, that, you know, they condemn such act. And we call on our public officials to condemn racism, to condemn bigotry, to condemn harassment against American Muslims.
The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office is investigating the Sunday incident. Deputy Detective Dan Goodwin is encouraging the public to call with any information about the vandalism. You can reach him at 615-904-3034. Tonight's vigil of support will be held on the mosque grounds beginning at 7:30. That's local news for this hour here on Roots Radio.